If you take the threads of information that have been coming out from the U.S. Census and kind of gather them all together, you'll see that there's a very different picture of the country emerging. And one of those places that where we see it very clearly is in the next generation. It turns out that between 2000 and 2010, white populations of kids in the U.S. have declined by about 4.3 million. At the same time, the number of Hispanic and Asian children in the U.S. grew by 5.5 million. Clearly, a very different picture of the United States emerging for our next generation than the one perhaps you grew up in. Joining us to kind of look over these numbers and what they mean, Dr. Jeffrey Passel is a senior demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center. And also with us, Dr. Jerry Wiest, superintendent of the Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland. That's a district that's seen a lot of changes over the past 10 years. Jerry, you have seen this change that the census talked about, but you've seen it in real life.
In real life.
Tell me how your school district has changed.
Well, we're a system of 145,000, so we've grown about 15% in that period of time. And the white population has gone down about 16 or 17% in that period of time. So all of our growth has come with Hispanic and African-American students.
All right. Jeffrey Passel, this is happening across the nation, or is this just a shift that's happening in certain places?
Now, one of the interesting things from the new census data is how much it's happening across the nation. Some of the fastest growing Latino populations are in the southeastern United States, Georgia, North Carolina, Alabama, places that 30 years ago had almost no Hispanics, now have a sizable share of their over adult population, but even a larger share of their child population.
All right. So, I mean, are we pretty accurate in saying that the demography, that the face of the United States is changing and that within a couple generations will be very, very different than the one that we grew up in?
Very, very much so. Share minority now in the child population is almost half. It's 46%. There's a lot of states where it's over half. It is a very different population than the adult population, but even more so than the elderly population. So we're going to see a lot more changes over the next 20 to 40 years than
that's
we saw in the last.
That's Jeffrey Passel, a demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center. And Jerry Wiest of the Montgomery County Public Schools, I mean, there could be somebody saying, so what? Okay, so the demography is changing. What difference does that make? I mean, are there actually changes that you have to make in your school district to accommodate that?
Well, you have to gear up for it. Definitely, it becomes a change in how you develop and deliver your instruction.
In what way?
In what way? Well, you need to make that instruction more targeted. A lot of the young Latinos come to us not speaking English as their first language, and you have to develop programs to assimilate that number. You know, just the sheer volume of changing in a school district has, you have to build buildings and those kinds of things, so everybody has a seat and has a good teacher in every classroom. But you also have to build some differentiated accommodations to help people with languages. Our population growth has now propelled us into 164 different countries now coming into our system, 123 languages. That's a lot of diversity that must be addressed. Plus, you want your outcomes, your results, not only to get them through the educational experience and graduating, but graduating college ready. So you have the same amount of time that we did two generations ago, 180 days, but you don't have the same outcomes to achieve. You have to hit at a much higher target.
Wow.
So you're doing that with language, more students, and more diversity.
And significant challenges there in Montgomery County, right next to Washington, D.C., which has diversity issues unique to that particular community because of being so near to Washington. But the first stop, it would seem, Jerry Wiest, is the school system for these this diversity boom, as we're calling it. Jeffrey Passel, as a demographer, what's the trajectory of Hispanics and Asians, and we could differentiate Asians from South Asians to East Asians, subsequent to school? Do they stay in individual communities? Do they move throughout the United States? What would we expect these groups to do post-school or as they grow up and move into another generation?
I think we're going to see a continuation of the patterns where people are moving around the country. The youth are even more mobile than their parents, and they'll go where the jobs are. So I think we're going to continue to see growth in places that have seen the most growth over the last 15 or 20 years. And it doesn't always come from those communities. It comes from people moving from other parts of the country.
I think, Jeffrey, we have to be careful in thinking that a lot of this shift in demography is because of immigration. Many of this is just a shift in the country. I saw these numbers that said that almost a million, the population of kids who are a product of two or more races increased by nearly a million.
They're born in the U.S.
Yeah.
Their parents are immigrants, but they're U.S. born and they're growing up here. And as Dr. Weiss says, going to our schools. So they have immigrant parents, but they're U.S. citizens and U.S. natives for the most part.
What's really interesting about that, let me butt in, is that a lot of our students who English is not their first language were actually born in the USA.
But, however, Jerry, maybe one of the biggest changes that's going to happen is to stop calling certain populations a minority. There's now 10 states that have a minority white child population.
I agree. I don't think you should label or sort. I think what you should do is ask this. You should run towards the diversity, embrace it, and ask under what conditions can you make all children successful. We're certainly going to need them for our job market if we're going to compete worldwide.
Dr. Jerry Weist is a superintendent of the Montgomery County Public Schools in Maryland, and Dr. Jeffrey Passel, senior demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center. They're talking about numbers released from the U.S. Census that show that white populations of kids in the U.S. Declined by more than 4 million over the past 10 years, while the number of Hispanic and Asian kids grew by 5.5 million. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, you're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.